My name is Tim Johnson. I'm with Illinois Foundation Seeds, and I'm based out of Lafayette, Indiana.
First of all, give us a quick description of Illinois Foundation Seeds and what y'all do.
Well, we are a genetics development company in both dent corn and sweet corn. And then our model for business is really licensing that to companies, whether it's finished products for markets around the world or if it's for research and development use of our genetics to complement their technology or their own research program.
Obviously, there is a whole lot going on in the seed world in terms of collaboration. It sounds like that's a must in terms of going forward and finding new technologies and getting those licensed. But your talk today in front of the Chinese delegation here at ASTA revolved around the protection of those intellectual properties. Very complex issue, but what does the grassroots farmer need to know about this? Is it important to him?
Well, I think it is, because the farmer needs to have the best genetics and technologies to produce from his crop. And so recognizing that he's getting a quality product the day he plants is extremely important to him. I like to always say something that somebody shared with me. Farmers are the most optimistic people in the world the day they plant, because that's when the most yield opportunity is. And so if you think about from a farmer standpoint, he's putting his whole family worth in that into that seed when it gets planted. So it's extremely important that he has confidence in high quality seed the day he plants.
When you look at the demand for food in the future and the obvious need for quality seeds to drive research and development in that pipeline, biggest challenges from your view, what are the concerns there going forward?
Well, I think the concerns are, because plants can be replicated very fast, is do people take that intellectual property right, reproduce it in their area? And the danger for that issue, in my opinion, is if they don't know what they're dealing with, they can create worse problems for their local farmers than positive problems. So I think it's really important that in third world and even in the United States, that people, as I said in my speech, respect the value of intellectual property. And if they respect it, then the laws are very easy to deal with.
One thing I'm kind of picking up on, too, is that one size seed doesn't fit all. Local needs and local customs and things around the world are really commanding research and development on a localized basis, country to country, aren't they?
Well, I think it's so, like our company, it's very interesting. Yes, it is, and so you have to understand the area, but also the geographic. So in our corn research program, we really breed in the United States, and we say we breed in the Midwest, and we license globally. Now, we only do that in the bandwidth that we can deal with. So Europe is good for us, China's good for us, Turkey's good for us, Chile, Argentina, South Africa. But a great example for our company is we don't deal with subtropicals or tropicals. Maybe there's another company that can deal with those kind of issues on behalf of those areas, but for our business, we stay focused in that area. So I think it's the same thing when you think of vegetables too and other products, is where is that bandwidth, and now how can we license it or move it broadly to maximize that for farmers around the world.
So while there's a lot of consolidation and things going on and is expected to continue to go on, at the same time, there's a whole lot of undercurrent with small companies coming into the game. Am I right in saying that?
Absolutely. And I think a great example in the United States is what we've seen is, as biotech has increased and truly brought a lot of value, we've also at the same time seen organic products increase. I mean, in Walmart now, you can buy organics. In most grocery stores, you can't. And to me, that's consumer choice. And so it's from biotechnology for the people that support and enjoy that or need it, to the people that want organic, and then the people in between. And I think that's what's one of the great opportunities for the seed industry, is that diversification that creates opportunities for small companies. I use an analogy that McDonald's is a great franchise and a great hamburger place. But I think every one of us can think about the great hamburger joint that's locally ran by the local person. They get good quality food in. They support 30 to 40 employees, and they're making a very good living, but they aren't, 10,000 stores around the world. They're a single or two stores in their geographical area providing for their local customer.
Sounds like the good news in this is that there's a lot more diversity yet to come because of research and development in the seed deal for the farmers to choose from down the road. But at the same time, when you look at the need for research going in and the cutbacks in public research dollars, do you think that private industry research dollars are going to make up for that and continue to drive that research train?
I think we have to do it all. So, yes, I do think that the investment in getting intellectual property will continue to invest, because companies can get a return on that investment, large and small. And then you can look up like a company like ours that can then supply to large companies or to small companies. Our innovation is a good opportunity. So I I think as we really look at food security around the world, we can't just say the big companies are going to take care of us. What we really got to do is think about it in combination with our universities, with small companies and large companies, and together as a seed industry, we will provide higher quality food and better food, you know, for the world.
Boy, fascinating discussion, and I know we're just scratching the surface, but last question I got for you right now is, what am I not asking that grassroots farmer, which is the ultimate consumer of that seed technology, what am I not asking that he needs to know from your perspective?
Well, I'm going to go a little different on you, and I'm going to say I think it's more important, what does the consumer know what the farmer's doing for him and the importance of that issue? I think a lot of times we don't recognize what the farmer's doing day in and day out to provide high-quality food. And probably in the United States, we take it so much more for granted than other parts of the world. And so I think the issue for us is really thinking about what does the consumer want today, but more importantly, what does he need today and what does he need tomorrow, and how do we provide that for him? So working with that consumer and that farmer, together we'll get better products. We need to have good products that are good for the farmer to grow higher yields, whether it's in vegetables or row crops, but that higher yield has to also bring flavor and value and storage and a list of things that's good for the consumer.